It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Spoiler alert, I'm not talking about the reunion or the weddings, but I am talking about the new season of Love is Blind on Am I the Jerk. I've been dying to talk about this.
You be on this show crazy. And you like this show.
Dude, the reunion, everybody likes this show that watches it. Trust me, it's on Netflix.
Well, I also say that watches it.
It is where they get married without seeing each other. They talk over a wall and they bond over talking and they get married without seeing. It's amazing.
It's insane. I've seen snippets on Instagram, so it's funny though.
It's like Married at First Sight sped up. It's
without
so good.
Sight.
Without sight. Thank you.
Married at no sight.
Thank you. So on this season, don't worry, this happens earlier in the season, but one of the couples, I can't stop thinking about this, DZ. They hit it off. They're so in tune. They say, we love each other. We're going to get married. And once they see each other in person, they're attracted to each other.
Oh, good.
And they go on. They meet each other's families. They're getting ready to get married. Bet. And then.
What happened?
Cut to the next scene, and we find out this guy has 3 children that she didn't know about. And
you got a wife and a life?
No, hold on. This is where the Am I the Jerk comes in.
Okay.
You cut to this scene in Love is Blind, and she's going, and people listening that watch know what I'm talking, where I'm going with this.
So people already know what happened.
They know
with
where
this.
We're going, okay. But I want to know if he's the jerk for what he did.
I don't know what's
Listen
going
to
down.
What happens next. They cut to the scene and she goes, you didn't tell me you had 3 children. How could you not tell me that before we get married?
That's a big miss
and
to
he
not
goes,
tell somebody.
I didn't think it mattered. And she goes, what do you mean it doesn't matter? Come to find out, he donated his sperm to a same-sex couple.
I went,
he doesn't have 3 kids?
Yeah.
So immediately I went, chill out, my girl. Now you're, and she was ready to not marry him. She said, you do have kids. You're a liar.
She's like,
you have 3 children. He's like, but I don't. But I donated to a couple that wanted to have kids, and those are their children. And I do not have children. She's like, you have children, though.
I mean, biologically, I guess I get what she's saying.
Right.
Because they are his biological children.
What a wacky storyline, right? But it's so I won't tell you if they actually got married or not.
Oh,
you'll have to watch
God.
The season. But
see,
this...
now you somehow getting me invested in it. Go watch Love is Blind when I don't care.
No, dude, I'm not gonna spoil that part, but I wanna know, is he the jerk? Because this was I was like, dude, we gotta talk about this on the show, but I want the whole season out before I get into this on the show. Is he the jerk for not telling her that he had donated and has 3 children that another couple is parenting? Do you follow? This is like,
I'm following.
This is wild. I've never seen a scenario like this, especially where the woman was like, you didn't tell me the truth. And he's like, I didn't think it mattered because they're not
technically my kids. I don't take care of them. I don't see them. They're like, I donated. That's
and
all I donated.
Guy,
I'm a donor.
And by the way, overall, love this guy. Like, you would love this guy.
He's
seems like
dude.
An overall really good dude.
Okay.
So she's going, and I'm thinking, don't throw it away for this. Don't throw it away for this girl.
Okay. So it's almost like she was
freaking out
for the red flag. And
she
when
was
she
freaking.
Heard that, she was like, red flags. Yeah, I told you.
I'm going to fly.
He was too good to be true. Oh my God.
I'm going to fly. And she was ready to fly. And I was like, don't leave. This isn't a reason to leave. No.
Girl, you tripping. Yeah. Okay. I'm following. I fully follow now.
I do not think he's a jerk, but I really want to know overall what the consensus is. Is this guy a jerk for not telling his fiance that he donated? They met 3 weeks ago, so give him that much.
And they're on a reality TV show at that, right?
Does it matter? Like, is he the jerk?
Hear me out. It is a big part of your life.
Because they might have a half-sibling out there one day.
Right? But does he know these families? Is he interactive? Is he a part of these children's lives?
They might have said,
lives?
I don't remember. I think he knew the couple, so maybe.
Like, he's an active. It's not. It wasn't a blind ownership.
I don't
like,
think
through,
so.
Through a place.
Like, he helped friends, and that's why they have three. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
See, if it's something like that, I guess it doesn't change it, because still, those are their kids. Mm-hmm. They just could not conceive for themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of like a surrogate mother. That technically, that baby is your baby because you delivered. You had that baby.
See, I don't agree with that. I think if it's your egg, yes. If you just carry someone else's egg and sperm, I don't feel like it's your baby.
But biologically, you birthed that child. So I think you do have a connection. You don't carry something for 9 months in your arms and not build some type of connection.
Well, you've seen some of these people give birth and not care about their babies?
Yes. Yes,
there's weird people like that. Let me tell you
but
what.
But I'm talking grand scheme.
Yeah.
I'm talking grand scheme,
so
right?
So do you think he's the jerk?
No, but yes, I see
it's hard,
where,
right?
I see where she's coming from by saying
too.
This is a really important piece of information that
I
would have liked to have known.
But I don't think he's a jerk for not telling her that. I think if he actually had kids he was involved in, that would be obvious. Like, duh, you're a jerk.
Or knock somebody up and like he's a baby
girl
daddy.
On the side.
Right.
But he didn't. That's why this is so interesting.
He was again trying to be a good dude, and she's just going, I didn't know everything about you. Backtrack. She's feeling like now this, if we are to father children, this won't be the first children you father.
Mm-hmm.
She's making it a little bit about herself, selfishly. For real.
It's not one, it's three. How did he forget three times? Again, on the show, he's saying, somebody said, yes, the couple was his friend. He did say that on the show. Okay, so.
That's important, bro. That's important because he will somehow be involved in these kids' lives. Whether he's called uncle or nothing, he's going to see these kids grow
up. People are texting in spoilers. No, we're not going there. People, I'm not ruining the whole season for everybody, so I'm going to ignore the spoilers you're texting in.
You see my gears turning. I'm invested now.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so this is off of Love is Blind. I've been dying to talk about this on the show. And if you watch it, you know. And if you don't, you're catching up. There's a guy on the show who didn't tell his fiance that he had donated his sperm and has three children to a same-sex couple. And she freaked out. And I don't think he's a jerk for that. I didn't at the time.
Allie, call me crazy, but I think I'm leaning towards jerk.
Okay.
Because it's three kids.
You think she should have known before they got married?
Three separate times for the same people. It's not like he's just a good Samaritan or doing it for financial gain. He is doing this for people he knows. He is actively involved. Whether he's not actively involved in these kids' lives, I'm realizing what she's getting at.
Yeah.
You're actively, like, these are your people. Well, and for me not to know it all, and I'm going to be a part of these people's lives eventually?
Maybe not. Sierra in Milwaukee said he's definitely the jerk for not telling her. You're locked in pods for days talking. How could he forget that?
Yeah.
If you finish the season, he was or is involved in their lives. So this, okay, yeah. So
he is involved. See? Yeah,
maybe.
One point or another, you're going to come into contact with, if not his kids, his kids' parents.
People are texting and the story's over. I know that's why I waited for the season to be over, but I'm not going to spoil the end for everybody. So stop texting in the spoilers, you know it alls. We know that's not the topic.
Is
he the jerk for not telling her he donated sperm for three kids before he met her?
Had it been for the one time, is different. But the three kids, three separate occasions for the same family, I'm like, dang, yeah. How does that slip your mind in conversation when you talk to somebody that you're hoping to start a life with? The two don't equate. Though I don't blame him for this, I see where she's going. Yeah, jerk. Mm-hmm. You a jerk for that, right? Not to what? I feel crazy saying that.
No, 414-533-1037. Stop texting in your details about Love is Blind. I don't care. Is he the jerk for not telling her at that moment when they were engaged? Thank you very much. You're screwing up my text right now.
Allie, if they spoil this show for me when I haven't seen a single episode, I'm going to be so mad.
Trust me. The only thing I haven't watched is the reunion on purpose. I'll watch it. Is he the jerk for not telling her? We will talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. So I don't want to know the details of his children. I said that multiple times, but keep texting him in, please. Don't, because I haven't watched the reunion yet. We're talking about Love is Blind, and I've been dying to talk about this on Am I the Jerk? Because one of the couples on the show, this is not a huge spoiler, because we don't know if they get married. I won't say if they get married or not.
Okay, for sure.
Because that's the ending. But he basically tells her right before they're about to get married that he donated sperm, and he's got three biological children out there. A same-sex couple has his, you know, these kids. And he said, I didn't think it was important. They're not, I'm not raising them. And she's like, no, I should have known this.
It's a little important. You're involved somehow, some way.
So is he the jerk or not? Now, Emily's in Milwaukee. All of our callers understand they are not giving any spoilers out.
Y'all understand, right?
Got this.
I understand.
No, morning,
Emily.
She
understands the assignment. Good morning. Emily, so you've seen Love is Blind. You know what I'm talking about. Is he the jerk for not telling her he had donated this to his sperm?
No, I don't think he's a jerk for it. I think he probably should have told her before they got engaged.
Agree.
In the pod.
Yeah.
Agree.
But he did tell her before their wedding. Mm-hmm. Within that 3-week time, that's when they had that fight. Mm-hmm. So she did know before deciding whether or not if she was going to marry him.
Yep.
He wanted to be involved still with this.
They all have weddings. It doesn't mean they go through with it. No matter what, they all show up at the altar and they may say no.
That's where they decide. And they're so, like, actually,
just
nah.
Because there's a wedding doesn't mean they got married.
Doesn't mean they actually hitched.
Right.
But
okay,
anyway,
question.
In the moment, I didn't think he was the jerk watching it, and that's where Emily's falling. What's your question?
How did she find out?
I remember watching it and being like, she told her.
I thought she was overreacting in the moment.
How did she find out?
I was like, this is weird.
Yeah,
you know, did
she found out from him.
He told her.
He told her, like, she nobody else, like, production, whatever, didn't go,
I don't
like,
think so.
Did you know?
I don't think so, yeah.
Okay. If they did, they didn't tell us.
Sure.
It just cut to the scene where right before you think everything's great, and then she's going, how could you not tell me?
Must have been it came up in conversation later in their quote-unquote relationship.
Well, she's like, you're telling me you want to have kids, and you can't wait to have kids, but you already have kids. That was her argument.
Yeah. I was just wondering how messy it got. Like, if she found out somehow first and then confronted him, or if he was like, yeah, no, I just didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. But yes, I donated for two friends to have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was my question. That's all. But
that was all we knew at the time, right?
Right.
So
right.
She says not the jerk. All right, Emily, thank you for not spoiling
anything. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate the call. I'm still sticking to jerk, man. That's something you share. It doesn't have to be early on, but you share quick.
That's why this is a tricky situation, because they have like no time together before they get married. They have like 6 weeks. But these are things you should be talking about if you're talking about kids.
Well, and if you're locked in a box, like somebody texted and said,
you
kind of evolve the conversation quick. 6 weeks happens really fast, and 6 weeks happens in like more of like a 20-week span in information that you go through.
Exactly. Kyla is in Sheboygan. Hi, Kyla. Good morning.
Is today day two?
Good morning. Yes, day two.
Let's go. On the way to getting the theme song.
Right. Is he a jerk?
Hopefully. He is absolutely a jerk. Mm. He is a total jerk. And I really like this couple, too. So
yeah, same. That's why I was so disappointed.
That was a hard thing. Yes.
Yeah.
He is a total jerk.
He looks like Drake.
Does he?
Yeah,
does
he's hot. He's really hot.
He's hot.
He looks like Drake. I'm like,
Allie, you getting distracted.
Sorry. Moving on.
But why is he a jerk? Because I'm listening.
Yeah, he's a jerk. They have a lot to unpack in a short amount of time.
Yep, you're right.
Yep.
You donated three times.
Thank you.
Three times.
Not once, thrice.
That should have been brought up. I don't think she found out. I think she found out when they got to like their little apartment where they lived together and they were able
Before
to get
the
their
wedding.
Phones back. And she found out through social media then.
Well, either way, here come the semantics. Did he tell her? Did he not? Like, I don't know. But she did not know. Is he the jerk for not telling her? You say total jerk.
Yeah, and he's a total jerk. He's a total jerk.
So, Kyla,
he's involved.
Hold on. Stop.
He needed to tell.
Kyla, stop. You're
just stop.
Jesus.
You already said that.
You did say that he's involved. He seems involved.
Like, stop giving away all the details.
No. You said that.
Yeah. Kyla splits it.
Kyla
says,
jerk. That's fair. And she had some great points, honestly.
She's right.
Jerk. They're getting married.
He needed to say something.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Thank you, Kyla.
Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Split down the middle. Amanda and Greenfield, you're up. I feel sorry for you.
Good morning.
The doom is, floor is yours.
Now, everybody's seen Love is Blind that's on the phones, but they've agreed not to ruin the ending. So, even though
I have not seen the season complete.
Oh, good. Good.
Cool. Okay. So she's like me.
Even better. Yeah.
So I'm saying absolutely not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
All right. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because there's conversations that need to be had in person. You can't do that in a pod through a wall.
I can respect that. I can respect
like
that.
Like, how are you going to tell them through a pod? But then again, yeah. You're telling them everything in these pods because you propose at the end. You don't see them and you propose. Don't you know everything? You should.
But if you respect the person, that's a conversation that you have in person.
Mm. And quite frankly, if you respect the relationship that you've created with the people you donated for, that's not necessarily your conversation to have either. Mm-hmm. Like,
exactly.
That's private for them as well, not just you. Ooh. So
is that why you say not the jerk?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang, Amanda.
That might be a conversation that you all have together.
In person.
And not just through a wall.
Well, wow. I can't argue that logic. That's that's facts.
Whoever texted in, she should be happy he's fertile. You guys, stop.
I mean, you're not wrong. You should be happy he's fertile. I mean, he clearly got, gave him 3 babies. He could get you 3 babies. Just saying. All right.
So Amanda says, not the jerk.
Works it out.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye. Not the jerk. Yeah. Wild.
Somebody else said, not the jerk. Why does she care so much about his history? When you chose someone to love and marry, you choose them for who they are, not according to their history. But come on. Come on. I want to know. I mean, again, because what if we have children and then they have half siblings? It's like, I'm okay with you donating. And some women might not be.
True.
Some women might not be okay. And this woman was not okay with it.
It's a very noble thing to do, but that's not something everybody's interested in. And when you're looking for a partner, y'all do have to be on the same page on things like that. And that's not something you get told. You just go, hey, look for somebody that you have similar qualities to. Not, hey, make sure you guys are on the same page, whether you guys want to be donors for other couples or not. What? Nobody talks about this. But until it happens, you're not. Then you go, oh my gosh, this is something you'd want to know.
Well, and somebody texted in this is how I felt in the moment. They said, not the jerk. It's not like they're going to raise the children in their household. I think she made it about herself. Yes and no. Yes and no. And that at the moment was like, who cares? Like, you're not raising kids. These aren't stepchildren. These are somebody else's. Yeah.
It has to be the level of involvement is more than she was understanding or expecting. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden goes, oh yeah, because could you imagine, like you said, they do have kids. Mm-hmm. 15 years down the line, these kids want to do a dang ancestry kit. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you've got 3 siblings you had no clue that live within a 20-mile radius? Mm-hmm. Brazy, bruh. Brazy.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, not a jerk. I mean, come on. You're on a TV show to get married. There's going to be a lot of things that you're going to be surprised about that part.
You had to bring the logic, didn't you?
And Dawn in Muskego said, dang, I agree with DZ today.
Why do y'all, do I really be saying outlandish things like that where y'all be shocked when I say something that you resonate with? Man, forget y'all.
You can stop texting in spoilers because I haven't watched the reunion and now I don't have to. I hate you all. Let's move on with the, and I'm not kidding, you know who you are. I'm going to write all these people back with spoilers and go, I hate you. Blocked. No, I didn't watch the reunion. You missed that, didn't you? It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How'd 50 people get blocked in our text line? Mm-hmm. Y'all spoiled it for Allie.
Goodbye. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.